Okay, I'm joined by Dave Hill, Guardian's London blogger, and you've already tried out one of these new cycle hires.
That's right. I'm in Whitechapel, and I got down for when the system was switched on at 6 o'clock. The nearest docking station to where I live is right outside the London Hospital, which, if you're a rather pessimistic cyclist as I am, I consider to be a mark of good forward planning. So anyway, just after six, I got my little access key and shoved it into the slot. I wasn't quite sure if you were meant to leave it there and pull it out again or what, because I'm a bit dim about these things. But eventually, I worked it out. So there's a red light and an amber light and then a green light, and then you can lift the bicycle out of its docking station. It's quite interesting because the bikes, they're quite sort of big and sort of clumsy in a way, but lifting them off is it takes a little bit of effort. But interestingly, once you get on them, they're very light. You know, they're obviously very well designed, and I set off down Whitechapel Road, looking over my shoulder at all times, right shoulder at all times, and the gears were very good, the brakes were very good. I didn't do anything sort of madly ambitious, like head off down to the city or anything like that. I turned off the main street quite quickly and just trundled around some of the side roads down there. But everything went really well. And then I returned the bike to another docking station just a bit further down Whitechapel Road at the junction with New Road, where I am now. It's a much bigger docking station. There was probably about 50 bikes waiting there. And so you just load it back in again, and the lights go through the system, and everything seems to work extremely well.
So were you one of the 11,000 people to pre-register for this?
That's right, yeah. I signed up for a week, so I'll have another go later in the week. It was all fine and dandy. I mean, the one thing I did notice, and I don't think it's necessarily a fault or a problem with the system, is that when I tried to put my bike back in, tried to get a different bike out from the same docking station, and at first, and it could be me, but at first I couldn't get I couldn't release another bicycle. Now that might be, I suppose, because the system takes a little while to register the fact that you put one bike back and you're trying to take another one out. But then I don't suppose there's going to be all that many people who are going to be, you know, doing exactly what I did then. So if it is a problem, it's quite a small one. I mean, my only complaint about the bikes is, you know, aesthetically, I think they are a little over-barkled. But, you know, I suppose that's the price you pay. That's what you get for your 25 million over 5 years, isn't it?
And they look very sort of clunky and slow. How did you find them to ride?
As I was saying, you know, their appearance belies their handling, really. You know, they were it was very easy to ride, very comfortable, so absolutely no complaints about the machines themselves from my point of view. Okay, I'm a very, very occasional cyclist in London, I thought they were pretty good.
And anyone else using them?
Well, I didn't see anybody else. I did have a couple of interesting conversations with people who had apparently noticed them for the first time and were rather puzzled about what it was all about. In the rank at New Road, there is one gap which just suggests anecdotally that somebody else has taken one out, but that is anecdotal evidence at this stage. Of course, it's very early still.
Do you think it'll work?
I don't see why it wouldn't work. I mean, as I've said, the system seems to work. The bikes are okay. As long as people are enthusiastic and, you know, the main purpose of them is for people to make short journeys across the central London area, you know, as an alternative to catching a bus or walking. And if there's enough people who want to do that, then I can't see why it wouldn't be successful.
Give it a mark out of 10.
Well, I hope Boris isn't listening, but if you think about it, you know, nothing seems to be wrong with it, so I'm going to boldly give it a provisional 10.
Okay, Dave, thanks very much.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.